The word of God for our meditation this morning is written for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. We pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A long, long time ago, 4.5 billion years to be exact, in a galaxy far away was a Big Bang. The Big Bang caused the universe to be formed. All its planets, stars, comets, meteorites, and one planet was lucky enough to settle into an orbit just the right distance from a big star. It wasn't too cold like Venus. It wasn't too hot like Venus. It wasn't too cold like Mars. It was just right. And because that lucky planet was just right, inexplicably, life began on it. No, this isn't a variant of the Goldilocks fairy tale. This is Darwinian evolutionists' best guess at how we got here. Now, I don't want to trivialize the Big Bang theory, but I can't help when I read it to think it sounds like a fairy tale. A long, long time ago. There is, however, evidence that has caused Darwinian evolutionists to conclude that there was a Big Bang. We can observe in the universe that it's expanding. So scientists look at the fact that everything is moving further apart, and then they want to think about, well, when did it begin? They roll back the clock and pull everything closer and closer together, until finally every piece of matter in the universe is in a densely spinning mass the size of a pinhead. And from there, it exploded and caused the Big Bang. We may look at Darwinian evolutionism and think it's about how we got here. But in reality, that's not the issue. The issue is the supernatural. Does the supernatural exist? Darwinian evolution says, no, it doesn't. The laws of nature are the only norm. The laws of nature are the only active force in our life, in our existence. The supernatural does not exist. What a very different picture the text before us presents. That by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. The supernatural has acted and caused the world to exist. That supernatural being, God as we call him, created something out of nothing, something that the evolutionists cannot explain. Do not think that they've really answered the question of how we got here. They can only observe what is here and make conclusions from it. But we know the supernatural does exist, because God has revealed it to us in his word. And we find his word to be true. Does the expansion of the universe rule out divine creation of the universe? No, not in the least little way. God created a world that is expanding. So why is this thought of evolution, of the Big Bang, so strongly promoted in our society today? I would say that it's not really scientists that it's doing it. It's Satan. Satan wants to rob God of all and any glory. You have no creator. And that is the way at times we have all acted and behaved. We often find ourselves living according to our sinful nature and to Satan's temptations as if God doesn't exist. And God, who spoke the world into being, could rightly punish us for it. When we look at the world that is made and how awesome it is in its intricate design, we can see God's glory and that God simply spoke and all these things came to be. That powerful word that spoke at creation has done something even more incredible. That word has spoken and transferred the guilt of all of our sins onto the Son, God's second person, or the second person of the Trinity. And that person, Jesus Christ, bore the weight of the world's sins and paid for them so that God could speak again and he could declare sinners not guilty. Yes, it's amazing that God could speak and from nothing create the universe. But it is even more mind-boggling how God could speak over someone like you and someone like me, know all of our sins, and say, "You are not guilty. You are not guilty because my Son has paid for your sins." And then that powerful word has done something remarkable. It has brought life to hearts that were dead. Through that powerful proclamation that your sins are forgiven in Jesus, God's word powerfully goes out and changes hearts. If you believe that Jesus is your Savior, that means that almighty, powerful word has worked a miracle in your heart. God hasn't just created you. He hasn't just redeemed you. He has sanctified you by faith so that you trust what you haven't seen. You trust that Jesus bore your sins. You trust that he has made sufficient payment for you. You even trust that when you leave this life, you're going to be in the glory and bliss of heaven. You're going to be in paradise. How is that possible? It's because of God's almighty, life-giving word. It spoke at creation, and it came to be. It has spoken in time over a sinful world and declared it righteous. And it has spoken over you and declared that you are God's child, that you are forgiven, that you are an heir of paradise. May Satan's lies, whether it's in Darwinian evolution or other forms, never separate you from God's life-giving word. God grant you his Spirit and preserve you in that faith, now and always. To God be the glory. Amen.